The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast.
Welcome to the Toncast. This is very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. The Toncast is, of course, the only podcast where the host is always different and the very special guest is always the same, the very special guest being me. This is the first Toncast of 2015, coming a little late in the month of January. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. The main reason I'm sitting here recording this right now is I promised myself at the beginning of this year that I would produce two Toncasts a month, every month, for the entirety of 2015, barring death. If I die, it's over. So, you know, and I don't know. I don't know if I should keep doing this, but I do. I had – part of the reason it's taken so long to get rolling again this year is I had a couple of different hosts line up. And due to many illnesses, I was unable to sit down with these people. It's been rescheduled, a couple of recordings in the next week with hosts, but I was unable to make it happen because honestly, everybody in LA is getting sick with flus and colds and bugs and everything, and you know that's just the way it goes. In fact, you know, my birthday, I at the time of this recording, it's January 20th, 2015, and yesterday, the 19th, was my birthday. I turned 43 years old. My wife, a little under the weather, has some kind of low-level flu fever thing. So there wasn't a lot of partying this weekend. I did get to go out with friends on Friday night, had dinner with a couple friends, and we met more of my friends at a karaoke place called The Good Night. It was a fun night. I love being with friends. I love drinking in bars, and making an ass out of myself on karaoke stages, as I said before in this very podcast. So I got to do that, and that was fun. I got to sing two songs. I was the first person to get up there. I sang the Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters. And then later in the evening, I sang Footloose by Kenny Loggins. And they were both very rousing numbers. The crowd seemed to enjoy the bad singing from me. Because, you know, I have a lot of presence on stage. And that makes up for any lack of actual ability. So that was fun. Although the guy who hosted the karaoke really fucking high. Okay. He was having a good old time, but he was kind of high. I think maybe he, passed by a number of people in my group, completely accidentally. Cause you know, we said, hey, can we sing these songs? And a lot of time went by and the same group of dudes kept getting up there and, you know, it was pandemonium, but that's all right. It's part of the experience. So that was enjoyable. I got to enjoy my birthday at least a little. And then yesterday, all subdued, it was I got to hang out with the fam. We went out to breakfast at our favorite breakfast joint, Lulu's in Northridge or North Hills, depending on who you talk to. It's just a diner, you know. I like it there. They've got omelets. I like omelets. So we went there, and I'm on their mailing list. So every time there's a birthday, I get a birthday coupon, and one of our breakfasts are free. So I got a free breakfasts for my birthday. So that was nice, and that was exciting. And then I came back here, and I hung out with my family. My son built me a Lego birthday cake along with Lego chips and dip. My wife put an actual candle on the Lego birthday cake and they sang happy birthday to me, and I blew out the candle on the Lego cake. It was very fun and very sweet, and I enjoyed it. My son, who's 9, got me a CD, a music CD, Chrissy Hynde's new album, Stockholm. I got that, so I was excited. My wife actually saw Chrissy Hynde in concert before the end of last year, and she said it was quite enjoyable, although she seemed crazy. That's what she said. She got really pissed at somebody with a cell phone or something, which, understandable, I think. And also, she's Chrissy Hynde. I mean, you got to respect. You got to respect. Don't look at your phone while she's singing. That's not cool. But anyway, I have the CD. I haven't actually listened to it yet, but I look forward to it. I enjoy her music quite a bit. And my wife got me a lovely jacket. It's like part jacket, part flannel shirt. It's like called a hunter's shirt or a hunter's jacket. It's got this awesome warm lining. It's like a kind of a corduroy brown thing on the outside. It's awesome. And I was very cozy in it yesterday because for some reason it was really cold in North Hills. It was the perfect day to get a warm, jacket shirt. So that was awesome. And we hung out. And I had a couple scotches while we enjoyed a movie marathon. I enjoy having a movie marathon on my birthday. It used to be that I would go to that's my answering machine interrupting the podcast. I'm sorry. I forgot it was up that loud. It's probably just a sales call. Nobody ever calls my home line unless it's a sales call. Yeah, it was a sales call. Because they hung up. That's how I know. Anyway, traditionally, you know, movie marathons, when I was in college and thereafter, single guy, and even basically before I had a kid, I would make it, I would go to the theater and do a double feature in the theater, and I'd find what looked like the two absolute worst movies I could go see. Usually, you know, a combination of horror movies or a combination of action movies. Whatever I could find. I remember one year I actually did a triple feature. Sometimes I'll do triple features. I would do the triple feature in the theater. One year I was in New York and I went to see, I actually went to see Cabin Boy, but it just opened, I remember, and they'd already pulled it from the theater in deference to screening a Richard Gere movie, which I believe is called Intersection. So I didn't, go see Cabin Boy. I was a little disappointed, that year. But I did, go see Death Wish 5 with Charles Bronson. I watched Intersection because that was playing instead of Cabin Boy. Or maybe it was Final Analysis. I don't know. It was one of those cheesy gear 90s thrillers. Garbage. Amusing, you know, on your birthday, to do that. And then the other movie I saw in that triple feature was, House Party 3 or 4, one of the later House Parties. That's, I remember just sitting in the theater and just looking at it going, wow, wow, to be given all this money to do this. Fantastic. I should go to Hollywood because I can do this. You don't even need to be funny when you're making a comedy. You just do what you want and hope it works out. And if it doesn't, so what? They'll still put it in the theater. They have to. They're contractually obligated. And there's a tax incentive or something. I don't know. But in January is legendary for being, you know, the dumping ground. Like it's either the movies that are up for Oscars that have been playing since before the holidays or you know, the garbage movies. So it's counter-programming to the nth degree. So that's what I used to do, but now, you know, as I've gotten older and I've had a kid, it becomes like a daytime thing. And sometimes, you know, we can, find a play date for the kid. Last year we found a a few play dates for the kid. So the kid was like doing a play date tour while we opened up our house to people, and people came and went as they pleased. Cause it's sort of weird to have a giant movie marathon, but I watched all five Final Destination films that day. I believe we started at like 10 a.m. And when the boy came home, we took a break, we did dinner, put him to bed, and then we watched, you know, I think the last two. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal, and it turned my brain into mush, and I really enjoyed it because I like those Final Destination movies. I think, you know, of all the horror franchises, and I'm a big fan of horror franchises because I just like to see the ups and downs of these horror movies, which so many of them are slapdash. Like basically the whole Friday the 13th franchise is, you know, this pretty low budget until you get into the later ones and they're getting a little bit fancier. You know, they're fun. I do like slasher movies. I know that's, you're not supposed to say that when you're an intelligent person, but I do. I like the Halloween movies and really like the Freddy Krueger movies. And I think the Krueger franchise has had some nice ups and downs. You know, the first one I think is really, it's an American horror classic. And, I really liked Wes Craven's New Nightmare. I thought that was a fun, kind of meta take on, it predated Scream, the Scream franchise. Which, you know, talk about diminishing returns. I mean, the first Scream is all right, but the rest of them, whew. Still, movies, you know, I've seen multiple times all those Scream movies, you know, because my wife likes them. But I'm more of a, you know, mass killer guy than the murder mystery Scooby-Doo kind of horror movie guy. But I do like the Final Destination because it kind of takes the slasher genre and turns it on its ear. And they also really kind of challenge themselves to up the death gore nonsense. It's kind of fun to see what they'll come up with next. And actually, you know, the first one is a great horror movie, I think. And the second one, Final Destination 2, is just a magical. I mean, the opening freeway crash sequence is just horrifying. I mean, it's unbelievable. This freeway thing. It's just the whole movie is just very gross, and fun for that. And then like 3 and 4 were like, they're all right. They got good deaths, but you know, they didn't have the same visceral impact as the first two. But then the fifth one was very clever. I mean, it just kind of reinvented the franchise by, well, they kind of had to, because the fourth one was the Final Destination, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, here's Final Destination 5. Well, what are you going to do? They want money. So I look forward to the next one. I hope they make it happen. I enjoy those, but it was fun to do that last year. But this year, like I said, my wife was under the weather, and it was kind of hard to get out and couldn't really have people over. So I had a family movie marathon, and we watched all three Back to the Future films in the afternoon. We just chilled out. My son, like I said, was building Legos at the same time. He likes the Back to the Future movies. He's seen them all a bunch of times. So in the parts that he found slow, he played Legos. And also I noticed when things got too suspenseful, he would play Legos. I think he really likes those characters, specifically Doc Brown and Marty McFly. You know, and my wife and I, you know, we're laughing at Crispin Glover in the first one because he's hilarious, but my son doesn't really have the perspective to understand why that characterization is so weirdly funny. But Marty McFly and Doc Brown, I mean, talk about lovable scamps. I mean, these are two of the most lovable characters. They're just sweet and wonderful. And you know, Doc Brown is all about adventures, and Marty's all about his friendship with Doc Brown and trying to fix things that Doc Brown messes up with his DeLorean time machine. And, you know, when they get into, like, a lot of the stuff in the, you know, second and third acts of those movies are, it's very suspenseful. It's you know, cliffhanger-esque. In a comedic way, of course, but a 9-year-old doesn't necessarily see all the comedy. He kind of sees just these characters he likes, and he's really gets worried, and he doesn't want to see them get in trouble. And a lot of these, the themes in these movies are, you know, about being called a coward and being embarrassed and all those things. And I think that, that really gets to him. But in any event, it was a nice, afternoon. After he went to sleep, my wife wanted to watch Cowboys and Aliens. And I said, okay. I don't think Cowboys and Aliens is the greatest movie of all time, but she's got a soft spot for it. And, you know, as hated and reviled as it was, and it bombed, and, you know, it's kind of grown on me. It's not so bad. It's got Cowboys and Aliens. And a nice little, performance by a guy named Toby Huss, who I worked with, and I always like seeing that guy. He's a wonderful actor and very funny. And he got to have, you know, a great scene with Harrison Ford. So, you know, what do you want? It's not so bad. So that was my birthday, you know, and I enjoyed it. And, you know, a lot of people messaged me on Facebook, and I got some nice texts and a couple nice phone messages, and, you know, I didn't pick up the phone because we were watching Back to the Future, and I didn't want to be talking through the whole movie. And, you know, also I got enough calls that honestly I could have been on the phone all day with people, and talking on the phone is not my favorite thing. It's not my favorite thing. It's, you know, I don't know. I get exhausted talking on the phone. It's weird because I can't – it's like one thing to just talk into a microphone – by myself, and I'm just sort of responding to the old my own nonsense in my own head. And I know what's going on with me. And when I talk to people on the phone, I don't know, it's oddly frustrating because I can't see them and I can't listen. There's more to listening than just hearing words and intonations. And it helps me to, when I talk to people, to see them. Is that weird? I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old fart. I don't know. Probably just an old fart. So that's my birthday. I've talked enough about that. So, it's 2015. How's it started so far? As it turns out, as the new year rolled over, 2014 became 2015. The Christian calendar, reset itself. Turns out, viruses don't really care about the Christian calendar. It's been, my wife's a school teacher, and as I said, my son is 9, so he's in 3rd grade. And there's a lot of disease that gets bandied about in an elementary school setting, and teachers get sick a lot, and so do kids. There were a lot of colds and viruses before the new year, and they continued to enjoy us in the beginning of 2015. So that's been somewhat frustrating. A lot of plans have been canceled. A lot of things didn't happen, not just recording Toncasts, but, you know, not a great start. That's okay. Just because, you have the first 20 days that aren't great doesn't mean, the rest of the year isn't going to be fabulous. Just today I've had a lovely day so far. Part of the reason I sat down to do this outside of my sense of misplaced obligation is, it's kind of a good day. You know, and I feel like so often I sit down and record these solo Toncasts, and I'm complaining about the shitty day. But today has been a good day so far. It's almost 3 o'clock now. This morning I went and I was interviewed. A friend of mine, his name is J.D. Walsh, is making a short documentary. I don't know. Maybe I'm not allowed to talk about this. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't. All right. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's because I don't want to fuck anything up. But it's J.D. Walsh. I can say that. And he's making a short documentary, and he wanted to interview me for it, which is nice. I like being interviewed, obviously. So he interviewed me, you know, about some specific things, and I answered questions, and it wasn't a long interview. It was only about 20 minutes. And he was interviewing a lot of people who were all there to get interviewed, taking turns. So that was cool. And the project, well, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to, you know, ruin anything. Is a good project. I think it's a fun idea. I think it's a smart idea. I think what documentaries should always do is illuminate something that you didn't know about. And I feel like this particular subject matter is something that I think most people think they probably do know something about or everything about. And he's making it because there are so many misconceptions about this particular subject matter. I think it should be illuminating. It'll be, I'm really looking forward to it. And J.D. Walsh is a great guy. He's very funny. He's done, you know, he did my Film Pigs web show, a very funny sketch on that show where it was, he was teaching people how to psych out other actors at auditions. Very funny. So it was great. It was great, you know, to do that. This is a very cool project he's working on. So, way to go, J.D. Walsh. Keep it up. Anything else you need, let me know. I don't think he listens to this, but that's okay. So I did that. And then I went and I auditioned for a Vince Gilligan produced show when I like Vince Gilligan shows a lot. So that was cool. And, the casting director, you know, I did a take and she said she liked my instincts. She gave me some adjustments and I did the adjustments and she said, great adjustment. And she thanked me for coming in and it said it was great to meet me and it was great to watch me work. So, maybe she was just being polite, but, you know, I'm going to take her at her word and I'm going to think I did all right. And, you know, it was a fun, part to, play. And, you know, even in an audition situation, if you got a fun part that you get and you, that inspires you creatively on some level, it's, you know, nice to go in and play with it. She was really nice. Casting director, I mean, at least she was to me. I liked her a lot and she was very, I don't know, good at her job and respectful and clear in her direction. And, you know, so that was good. And right now I'm, well, I came home and I worked out, you know, I gotta be honest with you, it's really foggy in LA today. And, you know, I have this chronic headache problem. Boy, was it killing me. This morning. It's a little bit better now, but I didn't know how I was going to get through all these things, but I did and had fun with them despite being in a terrible amount of pain. You know, that I can't really do anything about because the painkillers that would fix it, mostly pot really, at least distract me from the pain. I could get, you know, the pills they make for these things just, whoa, they knock me out. So, and obviously I can't smoke marijuana and do anything. So, yeah, I just have to suffer through it. But, you know, despite the pain that I didn't know how bad it was going to be and how much it was going to get me in my way, it didn't. And I managed to at least forget about it long enough to enjoy an interview and then enjoy an audition. And, you know, the hardest part was the driving around in traffic. And feeling the headache, because that's, you know, when you feel it the most, when you're sitting and there's not a lot of distraction, especially with driving, you really have to focus and really can hurt your head, or my head, I should say. I don't know how your head is. It's probably fine. I hope so. So that's it. And now, right now I have to look forward to, because this is Tuesday and Tuesday evenings is when we shoot Film Pigs web series shows. So I'm shooting a show tonight. I have two guests in Karen Praxell and Jimmy Hanks. They're married. They're actor, writer, producer, director people who have a scuba diving business. And they're fun and they're funny. And we were all hanging out at a holiday party, actually, and came up with this funny idea, and that's what the sketch is based on, was this funny idea. So there you go. I'm looking forward to it. It's a funny sketch. They're funny people. Doing the Film Pigs web series is always enjoyable. I enjoy it. So I got that to look forward to right now. in a few hours. So, like I say, it's like a good, it's a good day, you know, despite the raging headache. But when you have a headache all the time and it just gets worse or lesser, then, you know, you kind of measure days not according to the headache, if that makes any sense. So that's my day. Now, a couple of shout outs. You know, as I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, you know, I had this, have this obligatory promise to myself to do two of these, cause, I produce two more podcasts. One is called Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films, and the other one, of course, is the Film Pigs podcast. Both of those are once a month. So if I figure if I'm doing two Toncasts, then I'm doing four podcasts a month, and that's like plenty. I don't want to do Mark Maron level two podcasts. I don't want to do release seven podcasts every week, you know, like Doug Benson does, although I really appreciate Doug Benson. I think he's great. And I actually look forward to all his podcasts coming through, but I don't, you know, do podcasts. I think it's a little different if you're doing it in a live venue and you have lots of stars or at least popular comics and all that lined up to kind of buffer you. But I, you know, I'm just sort of a mostly unknown quality, unknown. I'm basically unknown. So, you know, people who listen to this, they're really just kind of like me, really, not my public image, because I don't really have one. But, you know, at the end of last year, because it was frustrating at the end of last year, and I had to do one of these and to like kind of end the year. And I got a really nice email from a guy who I've traded pleasantries with via the internet before, in different social medias and through emails and on the Film Pigs website. And he sent me a really nice email, and I'm going to read it to you. Dear Todd, your dedication to your fans and endeavor to put out new content for them during the busy Christmas season is truly inspiring. May you and your family have a great new year, one that is even better than the last. And here's hoping your luck in the trivia games improves this year. Your pal, God. Yes, he calls himself God, or maybe it's a woman. I don't know. I don't know if God's a man or a woman. I mean, I don't know if there is a God, but maybe this is God. I don't know. Maybe this is God communicating with me through the internet. Or maybe it's just a person who thinks it's funny to call himself God. I don't know. There's certain things I have to take on faith. Anyway, if you're wondering, that last sentence about luck in the trivia games is has to do with the Film Pigs, because we often play trivia games on our podcast, and I usually lose. Although the last one we played, I won. So, you know, if that's any sign for 2015, then God's right. So thank you, God. Hey, did I just sound like that kid in Animal House? That's my favorite line in Animal House, when the parade girl comes flying through his window and lands on his bed, and he looks up at the sky and just says, "Thank you, God." Because that's what he was praying, that the girl would come through his window and land on his bed. It's so funny. It is. It's hilarious. So yes, thank you, God. And then another shout out I wanted to do is to Susan Tankersley. She is a fan of the Film Pigs podcast. And she has been one of the only loyal listeners of Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films, as far as I know. And she always says nice things and sends us nice things. And she sent me a digital gift certificate to the Arclight Theaters for my birthday. Isn't that nice? It's fucking nice. It's really nice. So I'm excited to use that for, I don't know what movie. I want it to be a movie I'm really looking forward to. And I can't think of one yet that I'm really excited to see, but I'm going to make sure it's one that on some level I'm like stoked to see. Even if it turns out to be a bad experience, you know, Susan can enjoy the stories that will come out of me talking about it. And know that it's, you know, her gift that brought me to that place. So thank you, Susan. I really appreciate it. That's about all I have to say. I don't know what else to say. I've been talking for, a half hour I've been talking for. And that's all that a single human being talking to a mic about himself should do. I think that's the most I should talk about myself is 30 minutes at a time. Because more than that, oh shit, now I've gone over 30 minutes. Oh, I'm such a jerk. All right, sorry. Toncast.